Magic Light Pictures presents. It's nighttime, and high on a rugged hilltop, a knight on horseback approaches the ruins of a castle. A yellow light shines out from high in a crumbling tower. Soon the knight is riding slowly across a courtyard. Having dismounted, he climbs some stone steps that lead to the tower, where a princess lies sleeping in a candlelit chamber. The knight kicks the door in, but becomes alarmed when, beyond the window, he sees smoke rising from a fire. He backs out of the room just as a large orange dragon flies up out of the inferno that now surrounds the ruins. The dragon circles around, then flies straight towards the knight. As it does so, night becomes day, and it becomes clear the dragon is actually a youngster, and he's only playing a make-believe game. The little dragon runs down a hill towards the ruins, and five other young dragons follow him. Zog. In Zog's imagination, he's huge and fearsome, bearing down on the knight. He bashes into the knight, sending him flying, and Zog lands nearby. The knight gets up and hurls his sword at the dragon. Little Zog clutches a stick to his chest and topples over dramatically. Then he charges a stick that's poking out of the ground, pretending that it's the knight. In his dream, he lands at the top of the tower with the knight in his mouth. The real Zog bites into the stick in his mouth. Then, disgusted by the taste, he wipes his tongue as his friends laugh.
Madam Dragon ran a school many moons ago. She taught young dragons all the things that dragons need to know. Zog, the biggest dragon, was the keenest one by far. He tried his hardest every day to win a golden star.
Madam Dragon, the little dragon's teacher, has set an exercise for her pupils. Zog eagerly volunteers, and she places a grasshopper on a rock. Zog tries to catch it with his long tongue, but he misses, and his tongue gets stuck to the rock.
All the dragons in year one were learning how to fly.
The six young dragons have formed a queue at a cliff edge. When the one nearest the edge hesitates, the impatient dragon behind pushes him over, forcing him to fly.
High! High! Way up in the sky!
One by one, the little dragons take flight. Zog looks up at them in wonder as they glide across the sky. Madam Dragon's surprised to see Zog has climbed to the very top of the tower. He leaps off it and plunges straight down. Madam Dragon tries to catch him, but misses. She quickly swoops down and saves Zog. He flaps his wings and she releases him into the air. Zog's delighted that he's learned to fly. Now, Madam Dragon's choosing who to give the gold star to. She gives it to a green dragon next to Zog. Zog admires the little medal.
Now that you've been shown, you can practice on your own. And you'll all be expert flyers by the time you're fully grown.
Zog went off to practice, flying fast and free. He soared and swooped and looped the loop, then crashed into a tree.
Pearl is a young girl who's sitting on a bench in the gardens of a palace. A stern-looking woman demonstrates flower arranging for her, but she sees Pearl has snuck away.
Pearl?
Pearl?
Pearl's kneeling on the lawn with an open medical bag. She's just pulled up a plant when she hears sobbing from beyond a railing.
Pearl!
Carrying her bag, she squeezes through a gap in the rail and goes to investigate. Zog is crying at the foot of the tree. When he spots Pearl, he quickly hides.
Just then, a little girl came by.
Oh, please don't cry,
she said.
Perhaps you'd like a nice sticky plaster for your head.
Zog creeps towards her and sniffs at the plaster she's holding. He's startled by the noise it makes when she opens it and backs away. Pearl moves closer and dabs at a cut on his nose with a cloth before putting the plaster on the injury.
What a good idea,
said Zog. Then up and off he flew, his plaster gleaming pinkly as he zigzagged through the blue.
Pearl waves to him as he swoops away.
A year went by, and in year two, the dragons learned to roar.
Oh, more, more, louder, I implore.
Madam Dragon roars. One by one, the younger dragons have a go. One dragon has a frog in her mouth. Zog does a roar, then bows. A little blue dragon next to him roars, making Zog fall over. Madam Dragon gives a gold star to the blue dragon.
Yay!
Now that you've been shown, you can practice on your own. And you'll all be champion roarers by the time you're fully grown.
Zog went off to practice.
A butterfly lands on his nose, and try as he might, he can't roar it away. He takes some deep breaths, then scares the butterfly off with a mighty roar.
He roared with fearsome force.
Zog goes around the forest, frightening all the animals. A lizard, a pigeon, some bats, a rabbit, and a squirrel.
He kept it up for hours on end.
He tries to roar at two men with a horse-drawn coach, but he's run out of roar.
But then his throat grew hoarse.
Pearl's in the coach, and she watches as the men chase Zog into the forest. He hides behind a rock, and the men lose sight of him.
Psst! Hey!
Wah!
Just then, the girl came by again.
Oh, dear. What rotten luck. Perhaps you'd like a nice soothing peppermint to suck.
Zog takes one, puts it in his mouth, and eats it.
What a good idea,
said Zog.
Zog hugs Pearl.
Then up and off he flew, and breathing fumes of peppermint, he zigzagged through the blue. A year went by, and in year three, the dragons learned to blow.
Madam Dragon breathes fire on a dummy knight, incinerating the armor. Zog has a go, but all he manages is a cloud of snow.
No, no. Breathe out fire, not snow.
Zog looks embarrassed, and a red dragon throws a snowball at him. Zog attacks his classmate, but then sees Madam Dragon looking cross. She sits Zog in the corner, and his red classmate breathes fire, earning himself a gold star.
Ah! Now that you've been shown, you can practice on your own.
Madam Dragon walks over to where Zog's sitting.
You will all be breathing bonfires by the time you're fully grown.
She adjusts Zog's posture, and he manages to breathe out a fireball.
Zog went off to practice.
He's flying through the air when he's startled by a fireball from below. It's the red dragon, and the two of them blow fireballs at one another.
He blew with all his might.
Zog breathes so much fire, the red dragon flies away in fright.
It's whirled around in triumph. And his wingtip caught alight.
Pearl is sitting in the palace with the stern-looking lady. The lady looks cross when she sees Pearl has been sewing up a teddy bear, like a surgeon would a patient. She gives Pearl a cushion to sew instead. Bored, Pearl looks out the window and sees Zog falling out of the sky. Zog climbs out of the pond he's fallen into. Lying on his back, he looks up and sees Pearl looking down at him.
Just then, the girl came by again.
Whoosh!
She takes him to a secluded spot beneath a tree and then examines his burnt wing.
Oh dear. You poor old thing. Perhaps you'd like a nice stretchy bandage for your wing.
Zog nods, and Pearl applies the bandage, but has trouble trimming the end off.
Oh.
What a good idea,
said Zog.
Pearl hugs him. Zog hugs her back, then flies off into the sky.
Then up and off he flew, his bandage flapping wildly as he zigzagged through the blue. All the year four dragons were learning.
Can you guess? Yes? Yes? How to capture a princess.
When Madam Dragon claps her hands, the little dragons fly off, racing to capture a dummy princess made of sticks and rags. Red Dragon barges past Zog to grab the dummy princess, but he then bangs into Zog, who takes it from him. Zog evades the rest of the class, but when he returns the princess to Madam Dragon, the head falls off. She sighs and decides not to award him a gold star.
Now that you've been shown, you can practice on your own. You'll need to capture hundreds by the time you're fully grown.
Zog went off to practice.
One princess is too well protected in her castle.
He tries
sneaking into a castle.
And tried.
But he slides right out. He then tries to grab a princess unawares.
And tried. But he simply couldn't manage.
She fights him off.
Oh, I'm no good at this,
he cried.
Pearl,
I'm no good at this.
Tossing down a frilly dress, Pearl accidentally knocks over a vase, breaking it. Seeing the water it contained is seeping away beneath a rug, she decides to roll the rug up. She uses her stethoscope to listen to the tile underneath and finds that it's hollow. She prizes the tile up as palace guards try to break into the room. Just as Pearl's disappeared into a secret passage, Zog flies in through the window, hoping to catch her. Guards hurry to deal with the dragon as Pearl emerges from the passage out in a hallway. She hides behind some armor that's on display as guards run by, chasing Zog. He smashes through a window and falls into a pile of manure. A horse looks at him as it poos nearby. Now Zog's crying as he washes in a fountain.
I'll never win a golden star.
He looks sadly at his reflection in the water.
Just then, he saw the girl.
Perhaps you'd like to capture me? My name is Princess Pearl.
She opens her medical bag, takes out a crown, and puts it on her head.
What a good idea!
Said Zog.
Zog picks Pearl up.
Then up and off they flew. The princess gripping tightly as they zigzag through the blue.
Pearl laughs as she clings to Zog's bag. The dragon swoops down low over a river, then flies beneath a bridge. Zog and Pearl zoom through a forest, and then up and over a field full of sheep. Zog's carrying her medical bag as they fly towards the ruins on the rugged hilltop. Madam Dragon's looking at a crown-wearing pig that's been brought to her by one of her pupils. Suddenly, Zog lands nearby with Princess Pearl on his back.
Ah! Our first princess so far! Congratulations, Zog, my dear! You've won a golden star!
Zog steps towards Madam Dragon, and she pins the star on his chest. Zog smiles happily. Now, Zog has taken Pearl up the steps to the tower.
Zog was proud and happy, and Pearl felt good as well.
Zog pulls the door off, and Pearl steps into the chamber at the top of the tower.
She took the dragon's temperatures and nursed them when they fell.
She's turned the chamber into a nurse's room. She treats a dragon with a spotty tongue by rubbing a frog along the length of it. She ducks to avoid a sneezing dragon's fireball, then puts the fire out with a watering can. Putting on a rubber glove, Pearl pulls a squirrel from another dragon's nose.
A year went by, and in year five, the dragons learned to fight.
Tripping on his own tail, Zog rolls into two of his classmates, who then send a third flying through the air at two other dragons. When the dust finally settles, Madam Dragon is clapping her hands at Zog, the only one standing.
Woohoo! Woo woo woo!
He takes a bow, then spots a knight on a horse nearby.
Right. Right. Here comes a real live knight.
The knight rides slowly towards Zog. He decides to put down the lance he's holding and get off his horse, but he's quite clumsy, and it takes a while. Zog and his friend stand watching.
Good day! My name is Gadabout, Sir Gadabout the Great.
A squirrel darts inside his armor.
I've come to rescue Princess Pearl. I hope I'm not too late.
Zog breathed fire and beat his wings.
You can't! She's mine!
He roared.
Oh no, she's not!
Yelled Gadabout and waved his trusty sword.
Zog and Gadabout circle each other.
The other dragons crowded round and watched them, all agog. Who was going to win the fight? Sir Gadabout or Zog?
Gadabout charges at Zog, but Zog disarms him. The knight punches the dragon, but hurts his own hand. Gadabout bashes Zog with his shield, but Zog grabs the knight's head in his mouth and swings him about. Pearl's been tending to a sick frog in the tower, and she comes outside to see what's happening. She sees Zog tossing Gadabout around like a rag doll. Gadabout gets up, readies his sword, and prepares to attack again. Zog and the knight charge at one another.
Then Princess Pearl stepped forward crying,
"Stop!"
Pearl and Gadabout duck beneath a blast of fire from Zog's mouth.
You silly chumps! The world's already far too full of cuts and burns and bumps.
Zog tries to nuzzle her with his nose, but she pushes him away. Then she speaks to Gadabout.
Don't rescue me. I won't go back to being a princess and prancing around the palace in a silly, frilly dress.
She's thrown her crown away.
I want to be a doctor and travel here and there, listening to people's chests and giving them my care.
Using her stethoscope, Pearl discovers the squirrel inside Gadabout's armor. Then she bandages an injury on Zog's arm.
Me too!
Exclaimed the knight, and took his helmet off his head.
I'd rather wear a nice, twisty stethoscope instead.
He uses his sword to trim Zog's bandage.
Perhaps, Princess, you'll train me up.
And Pearl replied,
Of course.
Zog tramps off, looking miserable.
But I don't see how the two of us could fit upon your horse.
Flying doctors. I'd love to join the crew. If you'll let me be your ambulance, then I can carry you.
Bravo! A dragon ambulance. An excellent career.
And all the Year 5 dragons gave a loud, resounding cheer.
Gadabout has thrown away his armor, and now in his underwear, he jogs past his horse.
But what about my trusty steed?
Madam Dragon smiles at the horse.
I really hope you'll stay. I'll let you be my pupil's pet and feed you lots of hay.
What a good idea,
said Zog.
With Pearl and Gadabout on his back, Zog runs towards a cliff edge.
Then up and off they flew.
They plunge down off the cliff before zooming up into the sky. Zog's classmates wave him goodbye.
The flying doctors waving as they zigzagged through the blue.
Zog and his friends fly away over fluffy white clouds.